Welcome to Sim Talkers, the Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Ferrando, joined by my real life brother,
Liv Steve.
Discussing, debating a variety of Star Wars topics. Welcome to episode 80, The Mandalorian live stream, baby! got my Mando Baby Yoda shirt on. What do you got on? Live stream? Wait. You say live, Steve? Yeah. Is it live, Steve, or live, Steve?
Live, Steve. Why the fuck would it be live, Steve?
We're live. Oh, all right. I can't make this up already. I mean, we're like 1 minute in to the episode. You're telling me your name is Live, Steve? All right, Sim Talkers, you know how we start things around here. Really, really quickly here.
It's never really quickly. I've been doing this for so long, and it's never really fucking quickly.
Well, you know how we started off. Random thoughts with Lando. So, you know, Lando has random thoughts during the week about Star Wars.
Usually about older white men.
No! It's not about General Riken. That was last week.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and I'm going to clip edit all of your random thoughts. And I think you're going to be fucking shocked.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, just open your ears for a second. Liv, Steve. All right. So, Lando was thinking. I was just thinking. And, you know, because I watched the Force Awakens this past week. And you know who's a dick in this movie? Just a straight up dick in this movie. Liv, Steve, you got any guesses?
Who?
Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. So this.
You mean Luke's lightsaber?
Hear me. Listen. It's Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. It's never referenced as Anakin Skywalker's fucking movie, but it's fucking Luke's lightsaber.
Your father's before me.
No, it's fucking Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. Look, it's got Skywalker at the end of its fucking name. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me start. All right. Liv, Steve.
Yeah.
Skywalker's lightsaber. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. I like it.
Thank you. All right.
I guess that makes sense. Skywalker.
Okay, so Skywalker
Rey.
So remember, come on. Everybody remember that this is the key word here. Skywalker lightsaber. It's a dick.
Why?
You know why?
No.
Because at the end of the movie, you know, Finn's got it and Kylo kicks his ass. And the Skywalker lightsaber stuck in the snow.
Yeah,
Kylo's just like, I got this.
Yeah,
I'm Solo. My mom, Leia. What's Leia's last name? Skywalker.
Actually, okay. Wouldn't it be Organa or whatever? Like, would it really be Skywalker?
Her adopted name. Her true last name is Skywalker. Okay.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Lightsabers in the snow.
Yep.
Right. Ben Solo. Son of Leia Skywalker.
Yeah.
And it wiggles and it the force and it's kind of, and it goes right by him. Who's it go to?
Ray Skywalker.
Palpatine.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Let me say that again.
Yep.
Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Palpatine.
Yeah.
Ben Solo. Who's connected to Leia Skywalker? Why does the Skywalker lightsaber go to a Palpatine?
Because Skywalker is loyal to Palpatine.
No, the lightsaber is a dick.
No, I think the lightsaber just understands that Skywalker. So how many years has a Skywalker been loyal to a Palpatine?
Listen to me. Compare this to like Harry Potter, like wands, right? There's wand.
Oh, so we just throw it over the bridge? We break it and throw it? Is that what you want to do?
That's not what fucking happens. It's not what fucking happens, and you fucking know it. You know this because you know I read the fucking books, and you know that pisses me off. Anyways, Harry Potter, wand lore. So take it over to Star Wars, lightsaber lore. Technically, the most powerful fucking lightsaber in the universe is fucking Anakin's lightsaber. He's the most powerful Jedi in the universe. So the lightsaber should technically go to a Skywalker.
It does.
Oh my God. Oh God. She just took the last name. That's it.
So what That's you're it. Saying is it went to Rey Skywalker.
My point is the lightsaber is a bitch. Okay? It's a bitch. It should have went to Ben. Okay?
I don't think you can call lightsabers bitches in 2020.
A lightsaber is a character, just like wands are characters in Harry Potter. Okay? Because there's wand lore. Yeah. There should be lightsaber lore. I like your definition. Only Jedis can even turn the fucking weapon Ignite. On. I like that. That ties into lightsaber lore.
I think it makes sense, man. It goes to a Palpatine, which then self-proclaims as a Skywalker, and the Skywalker legacy is literally following a Palpatine.
Let me know what you think, Sith Talkers. Should the lightsaber have gone to Ben or Rey? Should it have stayed with the blood? My point is, Kylo is shown far more superior in The Rise of Skywalker. So how come in The Force Awakens, the lightsaber didn't come to him when he's pulling it with the Force? So there you go. That was just my random thought. I just thought the lightsaber was being like, fucking dick. Should've went to Ben. What if the lightsaber goes to Ben? Right? What if that happens? I don't know. I was just thinking about it. I still think, actually, what I really think is the lightsaber shouldn't have went to Rey. It should have went to Luke. Luke should have showed up at the end of the movie.
At the end of the first movie?
Yes. And then he could have took Rey to the island.
But then you think he would have tried killing his nephew?
No! I came back to finish what I started. All right. Anyways. All right. So, you know, it's all about Mandalorian tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Live, Steve.
Man, that second trailer was bullshit.
I completely agree.
I thought about when the movie came out, Piece of Shit movie. Yeah, I think it's just called Piece of Shit. Whatever that last Star Wars movie was called. When that
The Rise
came out,
of Skywalker!
Oh, I'm sorry, Donkey Shit. I knew it was called something specific. Anyway, when that movie, before it came out, we had an argument about the trailer versus a sizzle reel. I feel like that trailer, too, qualified as a sizzle reel.
It was like a TV spot. It was like 30 seconds.
It was the same shit we've already seen with Gus talking.
There was one scene of the rocket, of him shooting off in the rocket, and he does the hero landing. You know what it does show? It shows the fucking guy in the boat with the rubber. I'm not going to let this go. With the
really
rubber suit on the boat in Star Wars.
What do you have against the guy in a boat?
He's a sea creature. Why does he have the fisherman's rubber outfit on?
Do you have a problem with Davy Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean on his boat? He's a fucking squid.
No, but that's Pirates of the Caribbean. There's pirates on boats. This is Star Wars.
I mean, there's pirates on boats, bro. That's how it's supposed to go, right?
Star Wars.
You know, I can akin Harry Potter to Star Wars, but don't fucking bring Pirates of the Caribbean in this.
All right.
You have your own rules. You have your own rules for Star Wars. That's what Star Wars nerds do. They put their own rules in things.
He's a sea creature who lives in the water. Why does he need the rubber fisherman's outfit on the boat? Just say, all right, I'm just saying. I know I find the weirdest shit to.
Well, okay, so if we're going on that, the Gungans, they live underwater, right?
Yeah, dude, why are they fucking rubber fucking suit?
Why are they clothed with cloth? Why is underwater sea creatures clothed with cloth?
look stylish. No, they go up on land. They're both, right? They're both. They go up on land.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but if the guy in the boat just has, like, some clothes on, I think I'm okay with it. He's got a rubber fisherman's outfit on.
Dude, maybe he's got sensitive fish skin, bro.
He's in the water. All right, I'm done talking about this. Done talking about this. All right, Sith Talkers. So let me know what you think about the lightsaber. Was Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber a dick in The Force Awakens for not going to Ben?
You know what? When did Anakin even build his lightsaber? Do we ever find, do we know that? Is that in a book?
No, because once again, like we were talking last week, there's so much stuff that happens off screen. So
how do we know that he built the lightsaber and that's not someone else's lightsaber? Maybe it's Palpatine's lightsaber. And maybe you're a dick. Oh, maybe it's Palpatine's lightsaber and you're the dick.
All right, so hold on. So you're saying, because he was real close to Palpatine, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying Palpatine helped him build his lightsaber and it was actually his lightsaber and he gave it to Anakin. So it's actually a Palpatine saber.
Which then makes sense.
All right, I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right, Sith Talkers, you know how we start things off. On the show, on a live stream.
We already started things off. I never understood that. First, it's with, you know how we start it really quickly, and then it's 9 hours. And then after that, you know how we start it. When are we fucking starting exactly?
We already did.
Oh.
But it was then. But now it's now. But can we go back to then? When?
Now?
Now. But it just happened.
Right then.
Yes.
Over there?
Because it's now. It just passed.
So then it's then.
Yes. All right, Sith Talkers. You know how we do it. Tick-tock, Tick-tock, and Lando. Who's got biggest dick? Who's got the biggest dick? Dick time, Dick time, Lando. 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 Who's got the biggest dick? Who's got the biggest dick? It's dick time. Dick time. Dick time with Lando. Lando, who's got the biggest dick? 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 There you go. All right, Sith Talkers, you know what time it is. It's now time for Dick Time with Lando. Star Wars character versus Star Wars character. Who has the biggest, the grandest dick?
Me.
All right. So it's all Mandalorian tonight. So, who do we got? We're going to have, in this corner, Baby Yoda versus, in this corner, Yoda. Because Baby Yoda eventually becomes like a full-size Yoda. So it's like, Baby Yoda It's actually Yoda versus Yoda, right? So who's got the biggest dick? Live, Steve.
Baby Yoda. I mean, think about it. Well, Yoda's kind of a pansy, right?
Did Yoda have it when he was a baby?
He goes into hiding. He's a little bitch when training Luke. He's a little bitch when training Anakin. Like, he's just kind of a little bitch, actually.
Are you talking shit about Yoda? Master Yoda?
Yeah. If I could pick one Jedi in that era to be trained by, I would pick Qui-Gon.
Oh. Not Mace Windu?
No, I would pick Qui-Gon.
You think Mace could kick Qui-Gon's ass in a lightsaber battle?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right. Yeah, this is, I honestly, no, you know what? Yoda's got the biggest dick.
Oh, God. He may have the biggest stick, but he does not have the biggest dick.
He's 900 years old,
which
bro.
Exactly, dude. His dick's got to be gone, bro.
Baby Yoda's like 50, so his dick still has some room to grow. Yoda's full size, okay? So Yoda has the biggest dick.
Baby Yoda took down that gigantic fucking monster. What did Yoda do? Lift a fucking X-Wing?
Thank you. Yoda, wow. For sure. Gravity will make it sag down to the ground after that many years.
Workslave says Yoda tripod.
There you go. Yoda.
Unbelievable.
Yoda.
It's baby Yoda. That's
fine. All right. There we go. Mando dick time.
Hasselhoff has the biggest dick.
I agree. Hey, Liv Steve.
Yeah.
And this has been Dick Time, Dick Time with Lando. 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 Who's got the biggest dick? Ooh. Who's got the biggest dick? Dick Time. Dick time, dick time, dick time with Lando. Yeah, all right, Sif Talker. So, look, I promised he could come on.
No, no, no.
I promise.
No.
Promised.
No.
I promise.
Oh, come on.
He wrote a song.
Quick Draw just came in. Quick Draw is going to come in. He's going to come out. And he's going to come all over Jar Jar. Can we not do... Oh, God.
Mooey, Mandalorian. Ooh, live Steve. Mooey, mooey.
Live, oh. Steve. Live, Steve.
Ooh, live, Steve.
There it is.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh. Misa be living today. You know,
hey, Jar Jar.
Why? Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Jar Jar, why do you wear clothes underwater?
Ooh, mooey, mooey. Misa and GQ. Misa send a fashion statement. You know why all the Gungans wear the curls? Misa started the trend. Woo-hoo! You think I can only sing? No, I'm a trendsetter. Live, Steve. Ow! Ooh, me and Topples? Misa, get off the credit. Ooh. So, it's the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I wrote this song for the Mandalorian.
I can't wait.
Oh, I practiced for Topples earlier. He loved it.
Oh, boy.
Topples, are you ready again? Yes, he wants to hear it again. Woo! Ow! Here we go. All right. So, this is Misa's song called The Mandalorian.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready, Saz? Are you ready, Sif Talkers?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready, Ed McMahon? He loves me. All right, here we go. Okay. Baby, Oh, baby Yoda, you said the time has come. Oh, you said no, you said the only one to say. Okie day. Oh, Mando don't know what he's looking for. Oh, you said no, baby Yoda is better than Gungan soup. It's true. It's true. Yeah. Oh, Mandalorian. Oh, what's your bounty price? Ooh, cause Captain Topples isn't nice. No, banana. He's gonna carbon freeze him tonight. Ooh, ba 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 ba. Baby Yoda growing up so fast. Ooh, and Mando's not worrying that he won't last to say. Okie day. Oh, baby Yoda, there's so much in life. But right now, Misa needs to use the bathroom. It's true. It's a vac tube. A vac tube, yeah. Mandalorian. Oh, what's your bounty price? Ooh, out to find Jedi. Ba-na-na, return baby Yoda. All right. Ba-na-ba-na-ba, Mandalorian. Oh, what's your bounty price? Cause Captain Topples isn't nice. No, ba-na-na, your carbon freezing tonight. Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. Mandalorian. Yeah, Mandalorian. Ooh. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, let's Steve. Did you like Misa's song?
Yep. I loved it.
You know, Misa thinking, you know, the Mandalorian, he always has the helmets on. Always. And you know what Misa think, Liv Steve?
What do you think?
Who's that guy? Who's that guy? He wears that helmet like he's from outer space. It really doesn't matter because we can't see his face. Ooh, who's that guy? Ooh. Here comes the darkness, Captain Topples in the night. I jump in Pepper Topples, he gets rid of all my fright. Ooh, 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 who's Topples? Ooh. Ooh, who's Topples? Ow! All right, Jar Jar. I like the Jar Jars. I like the songs. I like the Mandalorian.
Oh, my God. It was like the whole song. Good God. We couldn't get the demo version. We got like the whole fucking song.
I liked it. Thanks, Jar Jar. I appreciate it. All right, Sith Talkers. So, you know what time it is. We're on to the main topic. It's all Mandalorian, baby! All right. So, Liv Steve. We got the Mandalorian coming out in 2 weeks. October 30th.
Can't wait.
Real quick. Season 3 is coming, and it's going to start filming. Or they said The Mandalorian is on schedule to film Season 3 this year, and Jon Favreau is open to a movie.
Wait, does that mean we're all good with
We're all good with
Pedro. That was all hashed out. He said everything's good. Pedro's coming back as the Mandalorian. So don't worry, Liv Steve. Pedro's coming back. All right.
Okay.
So it's just cool because we got season two coming out in a couple weeks. And we know officially season three is going to start this year. And there's an open possibility for a movie. How fucking cool would that be? Oh, my God.
Awesome. Not as good as an Obi-Wan movie, but pretty cool.
Well, we're going to get the limited Obi-Wan, you know, series, one season of Obi-Wan between episodes 3 and 4. So that's fine. That's fine. Dude, we're going to get Ewan McGregor for, you know, 8 episodes.
I'll take Ewan McGregor any way I can have him, baby.
That's better than a movie, right? Because it's going to be much longer than, unless they do half hour episodes like they did The Mandalorian.
Even if they did half hour episodes, still be more than a movie, right?
Yeah. So I'm super excited. So let me ask you this, Liv Steve, what was your favorite episode from season one?
My favorite episode from season one was the one where they did the prison break.
Yeah.
I've only seen season one once too. And like, so it's just, that's the episode that sticks out the most to me is that one.
Okay.
I also really, really like, oh my God, I forgot the comedian's name. I'm sorry. He just, Bill Burr.
Oh my God, dude. Bill Burr, brilliant. And,
His Saturday Night Live cold opening was fucking hilarious. I don't care how awkward people thought it was. This shit was hilarious.
So, Bearded Barbarian, who's directing? Let's hope Disney doesn't ruin them. Let's hope Jon Favreau or Dave Filoni directs it end up doing a movie.
Watiti.
Yeah, I'll take him all day long. So yours was the prison. Dude, this is like really, really difficult for me because I really like the last scene of the season of Gus coming out the dark saber and cutting out of the TIE fighter. And it's just a shot of him holding the fucking dark saber.
Yeah.
And IG-11 sacrifices himself.
Well, right. The last episode had the awesome opening with the two speed.
They're punching Baby Yoda. Which, by the way, I really, really liked the first episode from start to finish. Because you got the action with the Mandalorian, with IG-11, like, right, battling together. So I thought that was super cool. What I really like about the Mandalorian, though, is, and, you know, I said this before, it's kind of brought Star Wars fans back together after the sequel trilogy, right? Because the sequel trilogy put us at arms with each other, like Braveheart, Lord of the Rings style. I mean, and the Mandalorian, man, just brings, come on, dude. It brings non-Star Wars fans, casual Star Wars fans, hardcore Star Wars fans. It just brings everybody back together because everybody loves it. You've got to agree.
It puts Star Wars in the mainstream.
Star Wars has been in the mainstream.
Yeah, like, but you know what I mean by that. Like, yes, people know it, so it's in the mainstream in that regard. But it's not in the mainstream, right? Like, you know, okay, wait, put it this way. So when I go on a business trip, right, for my company, so Fortune 500 company outing, prior to Mandalorian, there would never be a conversation around any of the movies of Star Wars. Even though probably everyone there has seen it, no one would talk about it because it's just not mainstream. Now, when we go to do something, someone says, hey, you guys excited about the Mandalorian season coming out? It's like a thing to talk about, even amongst business execs. I guess that's what I'm saying. Like the mainstream, it's socially acceptable everywhere now, right?
Well, it's now
talk about
Microsoft Teams talk because we can't say cooler talk because no one goes into the office. It's Microsoft Teams talk.
You know what I'm saying, though, right? Yeah, like
it's
not just nerd Star Wars people talking about Star Wars. It's random ass people.
Yeah. It's I like Bearded Barbarian. It was a fresh start.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about a fresh start. I just think the right people are doing it. I think if Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni does the sequel trilogy, it's totally different and it's probably better.
That quick draw says bandwagon mainstream. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Not a bad way. It's just, it is what it is, right?
It reminds you of George Lucas original trilogy.
It's like being
come on, it's
like being a Patrick Mahomes fan right now. I love Kansas City Chiefs. It's the same idea.
So what was your favorite part about the prison episode?
The prison?
Like how it was like a prison, like a spaceship prison.
The episode, like
the entire episode.
The entire idea of that episode and execution of that episode. Like just seriously, like I'm being dead serious. Like I love the whole concept of that episode and how it started, how it finished. That was perfect.
Okay.
I like the whole and it had the sexy chick with the color.
Oh yeah. And she was in Harry Potter. She was Tonks in Harry Potter.
That one. I was happy about that.
Now see, if I was in the Star Wars universe, I don't know, she'd probably fucking kill me. So yeah, she'd go more for a bad boy like you, Liv Steve.
Yeah. So with Cara Dune, but I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. I will join the Rebel Alliance. I don't care if I believe in the cause or not in a heartbeat.
All day. All
if she was
day.
Imperial, I would join the Imperials.
All day.
Oh, man. Do you think
about Cara Dune nightly?
Oh, so no.
No?
All right. So obviously here, Baby Yoda, right? And the biggest topic surrounding the Mandalorian, we got season 2 coming out, is, you know, Force sensitive. He seems like he's the most powerful. Oh, he's like a baby. He's like the most powerful like Jedi in the galaxy, it looks like. Even though Ahsoka's still out there, Luke's still out there.
But Ahsoka, it's no longer doing the Jedi thing.
But she's out there.
But she's denounced.
Ezra Bridger.
Luke, out there. Luke tried killing his nephew somewhere in this time frame.
No. No, that didn't happen 6 years after Return of the Jedi. No.
Not happened yet, but it's going to happen.
God.
God, if they incorporate that in the Mandalorian, I'll shit my pants.
No.
I will call you and I'll be like, oh my God, watch this with me live, FaceTime.
No, but right, the scenario we have with Baby Yoda, we both believe, and you tell me, Sith Talkers chat, is Baby Yoda going to be tied to Palpatine? I think we both agree on this theory,
yes,
that he will be connected to Palpatine, Palps one way or the other.
Yeah, because Palpatine transferred his essence inside of Baby Yoda. Well, now wait, you laugh at that. Now hold on a second. You laugh at that.
No.
But that can be a thing.
No.
He's very powerful.
He's hooked up to a machine.
Yeah, but he has to get his essence into that body in that machine.
He's already Remember Return of the Jedi. He leaves his body before he hits the core of the reactor and he's an Exegol in a body.
Do you think that George Lucas will come back and edit another Return of the Jedi and we'll see a little ghost thing come out of his mouth and like wisp away?
Why not?
We already have
it down. Dude, the camera follows Gandalf down into the pit, right? In the second Lord of the Rings movie, the Two Towers. So the camera could follow Palps down and you could see his essence escape, I guess.
Yeah, like a little fucking Ghostbuster. But then the Ghostbusters come out and they press on the thing and it just sucks in. They, nope, not today. Why can you picture that, right?
What all the Sith minions do? What do they do over there? Ah, shosh, hey, shosh. Hey, shosh, shosh.
Oh, my God, dude. There should be a clip of, like, just zoomed into two of them and be like, so do we just we just do this the whole time? Hey, Matt, I thought they said there was going to be cake.
There's no fucking cake. All I'm doing is putting this tube inside out of this tube. There's this ugly guy in here. I don't know what's going on.
I keep bouncing and I don't know why.
All right, anyway, so
are you getting paid for this shit, man?
Who are these guys?
Was there like an interview process? Did Palpatine sit down?
He's up on the
do it.
So sir. You just keep saying do it. I don't know what the fuck you mean. What do you need me to do?
It's like the Deadpool scene. You just got people come in and be like, yep, you're good.
Yeah, good. Put on this robe.
Do it.
Connect this tube into this tube. Anyways. Okay.
Tom Green, my bum. Here's tubing.
My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. Anyways. Baby Yoda.
Uh-huh.
Could he possibly be what creates Snoke?
No. What? Why is that?
No,
you don't like my essence of Palpatine, but creates Snoke? What? No.
Because Snoke was technically created before Palpatine came back, right? And Snoke is described as its own thing, but still controlled by Palpatine.
Yeah.
So what if they needed Baby Yoda's juice to successfully create Snoke? Why wouldn't they just use his juice for Palps?
Would you stop saying his juice, please?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Just not his juice.
Because Palps was all connected to juice, right? God, he had like juice things like all plugged into him.
Juicy.
I'm just saying, like, Baby Yoda has to tie into something.
Why can't Baby Yoda just be a median to a new Star Wars movie 500 years in the future? And the reason we're getting
introduced talked about to him this, now, I agree. I love that concept.
Is the concept is so that way he is our Yoda 500, 600, 800 years, whatever it is, and we can get away from the Skywalker bullshit, blah, 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 blah.
Please.
And we can have a new chosen one and a new problem and a new prophecy, right? Because I remember we said it. We were like, would it be cool if there was like a lost book, right? A lost prophecy. That's fine. You could do that. I'd buy that. I would buy that. Like, oh, lost prophecy. Why not? It's thousands of years of shit. There could be that.
Okay. And Broom Boy finds him.
Oh, stop. Can we get out? Stop. Why fucking Broom Boy? Unbelievable.
Master Skywalker. No, think about it. I mean, come on. That is pretty graphic. Look, for Star Wars, look. Yoda and Obi-Wan are walking through the temple, and there's just fucking dead children all on the ground.
Wait a second. Can I ask everybody in the chat right now? Everyone's seen Star Wars Episode 3, all right? And everyone's seen the scene. Anakin comes in. Little boy looks at him, and he ignites the lightsaber. And the little boy literally just goes, would anybody else be screaming like a little girl and shitting their pants? Like, if Anakin Skywalker walked in and ignited his lightsaber, I'm doing more than...
I would, like, jump out the window.
I'm screaming and running.
Maybe that happened. They just didn't show it.
The kids
don't underestimate these kids, because look, could you imagine like if they actually showed the scene, he's slicing down one, but then one's biting his leg and one's like fucking up on his neck and shit. And he's got them all over his body. He's like, right. Come on. There's like 15 kids in there. You mean to tell me he can take 15 kids? I think they would bum rush him.
There we go. That's what we need to see. Lost episode. The whole scene. Anakin slaughtering children.
Get off me, you little bitch.
Ow!
What am I, you mommy? Bit me, you bitch.
Zoom.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Oh, no. All I know is we're laughing about children getting murdered by a lightsaber. Good on you, Lando.
But it's okay for Luke Skywalker to blow up thousands of innocent people on a Death Star. That's okay.
He's your favorite character. You tell me.
It's like father like son like father. Right?
Yeah. So why is it that bad that he went to go kill fucking Kylo? Like, really? It's in his blood.
It technically is.
I mean, he does have natural like dark side in his blood if you think about it.
But Luke overcame that and learned from that. So that's why he would never do that.
That's just horse shit.
Shut up, moment of weakness, my ass. He knew Anakin's backstory. He knew his flaws and everything, so he wouldn't do the same thing. He wouldn't go into hiding. He learned that from Yoda. Why would he go into fucking hiding and exile himself?
Yeah, but so here's my own... Okay, listen.
Why?
So all messing with you aside, all right? This is my actual theory on why he would do it.
Why he abandoned his sister. Tell me.
And why he was justified in raising his lightsaber. Hear me out for a second. Like, no joke. I'm not poking at you on this one. It's a real theory. All right.
All right.
If he's reading all these ancient texts and books or whatever, right? What if there's something in there about Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, right? If Obi-Wan just killed Anakin in episode 3,
he left him for dead.
But he didn't fucking finish him off.
I know.
So maybe Luke was learning from that end and saying, I need to do what my predecessors couldn't do and finish it. Kill it before it starts. He changed his mind, which is fine. But I'm just saying, if Kylo, if Kylo ended up actually being the bad guy, like what we were, remember how we said that? We're like, oh, would it be cool if Kylo was just the bad guy?
Should have been the bad guy.
Then Luke would have been justified in raising his lightsaber.
Always the future in motion it is, right? Luke knew that. He learned that from Yoda. He learned from his mistake from Empire, right? We just watched Empire. He left to go help his friends because he was viewing the future. Always in motion, the future is. Right? So he didn't learn his lesson? Come on, man. I just have a really hard time with that because he just had lesson after lesson. He redeems his father, the most evil person in the galaxy besides the Emperor, redeems his father, learns from Yoda, learns from Ben, learns from his father, learns from leaving Yoda's training, but then raises his lightsaber to his nephew, Leia's son. No, he would never do anything to hurt Leia, ever. Never.
He didn't.
Not even think about it. No, it's not in his character. I don't give a shit what you say about character development. It's not in his character to do
that. That's like saying you've never thought about throwing your children off the Empire State Building. No. You've thought about, yes, you have. There's been a moment in your life when your kids at some age, you thought, I want to chuck this little child off the side of a mountain. You're never going to act upon it. You're not going to do it.
I didn't pretend to do it like Michael Jackson did to dangle it over.
Hey, no, he was just showing him. He was just saying, hey, check him out. All right.
Who does that? Anyways. But that's
a guy named Michael. It's kind of weird. Think
about it. I get it. But nobody really does the action, though, like MJ did. So Luke, he could think it, but he wouldn't do the action. Doesn't make any sense. He's going to try to help him. Luke would do everything in his power to help him, even if he had to bring Leia back in to help train him, right? Because she wasn't an acting Jedi at the time. He could have got her to come back to be an active Jedi, and they could train him together and try to help him not turn to the dark side, get him away from Snoke. Oh, man. About choking them. I don't know about yeeting them.
There you go. God damn it. Big difference. Jesus.
You brought him here to kill me.
All of our older kids are watching this right now. They're going to be like, motherfucker. We're going to get kicked in the balls after this is done.
I'm done with the lies. Obi-Wan. In my new empire, your new empire, I will have brought peace and justice to my new empire.
I like how he's preaching about peace and justice. Like, my! His eyes are all fucking crazy and yelling and shit. Like, that's the weirdest pronunciation of peace and justice.
If you're not with me, you're against me.
Only I love that.
Deals and absolutes.
That's my favorite, though. I love it when he says that, and like Obi-Wan's just quick decision at that point. Like, all right,
is the grab his light? Yeah, because he grabs his lightsaber.
Only Sith deal on that.
I will do what I must.
Because it's interesting because you would always think it's the Sith that makes the first move. But in this case, it was Obi, dude. Obi made the first. I'm for fuck you up.
Yes. Well, he knew he was gone. He was lost. He was gone.
It's just funny because he knew he was gone, but you praise Luke for knowing he wasn't gone. Weird. What? So is Obi-Wan a dick?
What?
You just said Obi knew he was gone, but then we always praise Luke for knowing that he's not gone. So is Obi-Wan a dick?
No, he must do what he must. Come come on, Obi-Wan's like the most straight edge Jedi you're ever going to meet in your life. So you know if Obi-Wan's grabbing his lightsaber,
pretty good reason. Fan. All
right. Pretty good reason. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if Obi ever raised his lightsaber on Luke as a child, and maybe that's why it happened, because Luke has some subliminal like indentation.
Yeah. Now, you know, speaking of the lightsaber battle, I mean, I know obviously this is Sith Talkers. We're supposed to talk Mandalorian. We're completely off topic, but you know, the lightsaber battle with Obi-Wan and Anakin, I just wish there was like maybe it showed that Anakin maybe should have been more powerful and maybe had a couple like kill moments where Obi-Wan escaped him at the last second. I wish maybe they would have showed something like that, but George Lucas even said he wanted to show them as equals because they knew each other so well. But shouldn't Anakin be more powerful in the moment because of all his emotion?
So
Obi-Wan is supposed to be calm.
So this is how I would have liked it. And then chat, tell me if you would have liked this. I would have liked the representation to be, so they're fighting like they are, right? And everything's mirrored, like you're seeing, right? And then and then finally, Anakin is like, it's enough. And then his eyes go yellow and then he holds his lightsaber. Yeah. Wait, holds his lightsaber and then uses the force to break the crystal. And then it bleeds red.
And
then
he just turns red.
And then he goes nuts and he just starts fucking Obi-Wan up like really hard until you get to the end and it all resolves itself.
Dude, that's amazing.
Right? That'd be chilly, right?
But halfway through the lightsaber battle, he bleeds his crystal.
And it bleeds, and you see it bleed up red.
And it turns red.
His eyes go yellow. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right. And then then you could even use that as he's just super clouded, super aggressive, and he tries to do the jump. Perfect.
There you are.
But then when you
we don't get Rey's lightsaber problem, and then now your original first thoughts.
No. Obi-Wan could go find a blue crystal and put it back in the hilt, and he could still get the saber to Luke. All right, Sith Talkers. So back to some Mandalorian talk. So Liv Steve. Yeah. So any more predictions for, you know, season two? Just by the little
any
bit
anymore. We didn't predict anything. I don't. You mean do I?
We're talking
one?
Baby Yoda. We're talking Baby Yoda.
Oh well, that's not a prediction for season two. That's a prediction for like the end. Prediction for season two is Cara Dune dies.
What?
Yeah. Not that I want her to. I'm just saying that's my prediction. Prediction for season two is Cara Dune dies.
No.
Boba Fett kills her.
Is there anything like besides Boba Fett? Ahsoka, anybody else you want to see in the Mandalorians? We know we're going to, you know, the place where they have all the Jedi crystals, right? Ilum? Starkiller Base. They say Starkiller Base planet, right? Ilum. Is Ilum. So,
I would like to see Mace Windu.
Samuel Jackson says that he would like to come back and have his own series, and he did not die. That Jedi could survive from long falls.
Yeah, he could have like force projected himself somewhere else. You know, like if Leia can marry Poppins in outer space, Mace Windu can marry Poppins' ass into a window.
I think Mace survives the fall, in my opinion. Did Ahsoka turn bad? No.
She's like a council. Like she looks like she's a fucking like a monk.
She's just like on her own. She's a force wielder who's just. Yeah.
She's like,
pretty much.
Her new outfit was like some white robe and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this asshole, we talked about her so much. I researched the shit out of her.
You need to watch Clone Wars, man.
No, I don't. I just need to watch a 15 minute YouTube video that condenses her story down for me for very understandable.
Did you watch the last season of the Clone Wars?
No.
Oh, no way.
I watched an episode, though.
You didn't see Ahsoka and Darth Maul? Lightsaber battle? Oh my god, it was like one of the best things ever.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if it was live action.
But the Clone Wars animation is the closest you're going to get to live action animation.
It'd be really cool if it was like anime. Oh my god. You know what would be cool? Outside of Ahsoka died. Oh, that's actually quite clever. Ahsoka could die at the end of the season, right? Because we hear her voice. Why not? We hear her voice.
who's the killer?
What's the movie called again? Donkey shit. Fan donkey shit. That's what it was. That movie. We hear her voice. So she should be dead. What if Mandalorian kills her?
And he turns bad?
No. It doesn't turn bad. Like, it's almost somewhat, it's not an accident, but maybe it's like a misunderstanding. And he ends up killing her.
Ahsoka could kick his ass. Like,
because you got to remember, wait, though. You got to remember, according to the Mandalorians, as we see in the trailer, Jedi are sorceresses. They're not good to them. Like, they are their villains, if you will. Like, they're not supposed to be buddies.
Okay, so rumor bump into Luke Skywalker one way or the other.
Oh, shut the oh my God.
So if that happens, this is my Luke. This is Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker in all his glory. This is the that is the movie Lando wants, right?
They're gonna
Luke
have
Skywalker, the hero, the Jedi hero. God.
Can I sidebar a conversation really fast? Have you seen the commercial with Mark Hamill and Patrick Stewart?
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, those commercials are great. I love it so much.
Because you know, you got Star Trek. And oh Star God, Wars.
I right. am my yeah. own father. Wait, what? I'm sorry. I didn't. We have never talked about it. I was like, oh my God, I hope you've seen them because commercials are fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Maybe Jar Jar pops up in the Mandalorian season. That's the big shock. It's not Boba Fett, right? Like, you see the boots and the spurs and the camera pans up. Oh!
Well, it's back. Lisa, Jar Jar Binks, that's it.
Oh! Baby Yoda! Moi.
I smell a stinkery.
Oh my God.
Oh. All right, Sith Talkers. So, I don't know what the hell is happening. I mean, once again, like last week, it was Empire Strikes Back, and we ended up talking about all this other shit. Figures, right? That's what happens tonight. Well, I mean, which is fine. All right, Sith Talkers. So, hey, why don't we do? We're gonna do a segment, and then there we go, and we'll wrap it up tonight. I'll turn them on.
Oh, God damn it!
Oh dear. I am 3PO human joke relation live Steve. I love the Mandalorian so much.
That's good.
I have a Mandalorian joke.
Great.
Live Steve.
Yep.
What do you call a female Mandalorian?
What?
Amanda.
It's not gonna get me. It's not gonna get me.
It almost did. I can't believe he had a Mandalorian joke in his bag.
Oh, boy.
Amanda.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Live Steve.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep on loving you. Cause it's the only thing that 3PO can do.
All right, Sith Talkers. I'm gonna do the wrap up for tonight. I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us this week. As always, we are your alternative Star Wars podcast show. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight on the live stream. And for anybody who listens to just the audio version, because I will edit this down, I'll release an audio version sometime this weekend. And check out our reaction videos. We got a couple of reaction videos up. We got one of the Weird Al presidential debate. We got one of the Ryan Reynolds movie. And we will have a new one up this weekend. That is fun. It's like a monster hunter. Is that it?
Monster Hunter, yeah.
We reacted to the Monster Hunter trailer.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun. So we're starting to do some reaction videos. Those are a lot of fun to do. So check those out, you know, if you want. It'll be awesome. But yeah. Speaking of all the audio listeners, thank you so much for downloading the podcast, listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher.
On the Twitter.
Wait. Follow us on all our social media platforms, on Instagram, on the Twitter.
You bastard.
On Facebook. Shoot us an email. SipTalkers@gmail.com. Like reaction videos. Hit me up on Instagram. You know, send me a message. Shoot me an email. Let us know what you want us to react to. I definitely had an idea a year later. We will definitely do a reaction video to all the Star Wars trailers. Like, we're going to go back and do and watch the Phantom Menace trailer and Attack of the Clones trailer. And we'll react to like Star Wars trailers. I haven't told live Steve this yet, but like, we will do a year later, another Rise of Skywalker movie review 1 year later. So that'll be fun because it's a year of processing the movie. So, and it should be different than our original.
It'll be very different.
Come on. Have you watched the movie on Disney Plus?
Nope. Seen it once. That's all I need.
I have no words for you. You better watch the movie before we do the review show. I'll watch your Pokemon. Hey, we'll review your Pokemon movie. Well, you know, we'll do a little section of our podcast.
All right, I tell you what. Wait, I'll rewatch Rise of Skywalker if you watch the first Pokemon movie.
Deal. Is that the Ryan Reynolds?
No, it's not. It's the first Pokemon. I can't wait.
Okay. Deal. And then we'll do a review.
Deal.
And maybe that'll be the whole show as we do Pokemon Rise of Skywalker review show.
Deal.
All right, there you go. So that will be upcoming, probably sometime in December. So just let us know. Like I said, back to it. Like I said, let us know some reaction videos. I'm having a lot of fun doing those at the moment. But all right, really quickly, our partners in crime, Smuggler's Tale. Go check them out on Instagram at Smuggler's Tale. They highlight people in Star Wars and. They highlight all kinds of people. They're a lot of fun. They give you lots of cool information on Instagram about people that are in the Star Wars. So go check them out, Smuggler's Tales on Instagram. And the Supreme Leader will be on our podcast in a future episode, so that'll be fun too.
But do they have tails?
You can ask Supreme Leader when he comes on. All right, Sip Talkers, this has been episode 80, the Mandalorian live stream. I've been your host, as always, Mike Palando. Ferrando, joined by my real life brother.
It's live, Steve, you idiot. I don't know why you've been saying live the whole time, you dumbass.
You said live at the beginning of the fucking show! And may the force be with you, Sith Talkers. Always. Alright, so hold on. So, I came across an article about what order, and we've talked about this before, what order you should watch the movies in. So there was an article that says the best Star Wars experience is 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, then watch Rogue One, then watch The Last Jedi, then watch Solo, then watch The Rise of Skywalker. And it says that is the best Star Wars experience you will have.
I read it. I read it. It's what it said. It's clear that it's red. Best ever. That's what it said.
All right. Best.
I mean, do you agree with that? I think you like watching them.
I like watching
original
them.
Order.
Original order. Yes.
Right. Like the way they originally came out.
Yes. That's right? How I like it. Yes.
Because it's just you're written with that intent at that point.
Even though George Lucas intended them to be watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Well, actually, 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, Solo, Rogue One, then 4, right? Because you got to watch them in order, in timeline order.
No, I've
Solo's seen before Rogue One.
No. Rogue One and Donkey Shit movie are the only two Star Wars movies I've only seen once.
Brother.
Yes.
What order do you like watching the movies? Right. Some people watch 4, 5, 6, yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah. Or like me, brother, I like 4, 5.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, 9. And then you can watch the spinoff ones wherever you want.
Yeah.
You know?
I like to start with the Hobbit one. And then I go to Fellowship 2. And then I go back to Hobbit 2. And then I go to the Tower. And then I go to the last Hobbit movie with the Smaug. And then I finish with Return of the King.
Brother, wait. You do know it's like two different storylines. One is Bilbo's and one is Frodo's.
I like the confusion.
But one has nothing to... Well, actually, they do tie in some things to tie it into... The Hobbit ties some stuff into Lord of the Rings. Yes.
Okay, now, I like Prisoner of Azkaban 1.
What?
And then Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Brother, you can't watch Harry Potter like Star Wars. You can't mix them up. You have to watch them in order. It's like a school year. You can't watch school year number 4 and then go back and watch school year number 1. It doesn't make any sense. You got to watch school year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Harry Potter, you can't watch Harry. And plus, all the Harry Potters came out in order. They didn't do like 4, 5, and 6. And then they filmed the first three Harry Potters like 20 years later. That didn't happen.
Yeah. You're a smart, you're so smart guy. You got the big penis. out the back stick.
I don't even know why you're on here. Because you and Watto and friends. Watto and friends took over my fucking show a couple
Lando,
weeks ago.
Lando.
What?
Delete. Brother. Why, Kito? Why?
Brother, guess what?
What?
I found my hands.
Great. Yes, that's very nice. Hey, Kito.
Brother.
Yes, Kito.
My hands. They're gone.
Kito, stand up.
Oh, up. I remember last time I did it all wrong.
Yes.
Brother. What is happening?
You need to go up. No, keep going. Yes, keep going there.
Brother.
No, keep going. You're good.
Brother.
Yes, keep going.
Brother.
Keep going.
Brother.
There you go. Yes. And almost good. Almost good. Keep going. And keep going. No, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And
perfect. Now that we have the podcast the way we want it, it's perfect. Okay. So let's go ahead and start a new live. We'll call it Just Live Steve. We'll talk everything Star Wars. It'll be great. How you guys doing? What's up, Umpty Scratch, Bearded Barbarian Collectors, Quick Draw, McGraw, Glenn Smith? How's it going? Yep. You know, I like this. This is, I could get used to this. Quiet. You know, no Jar Jar.
Hey.
God damn it.
Live Steve!
What's up, Watto?
Hey. So, you know, we strike a deal.
Water and Friends. Yep. Is, you know, we do Water and Friends once a month on this show. Right, I give the Republic credits, remember? Yes.
I don't recall that.
Yes, chat, who loved Watto and Friends? Yes.
I mean, I like it. I liked it, Watto, outside of the fact that Lando and I recorded an entire podcast.
Yes.
That got deleted.
Yes. You know, I put the podcast behind the curtain. You know what happened behind the curtain stays behind the curtain.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What curtain?
So, you supply the pod, I supply the boy, and we split the winnings 50-50.
Why does this sound really creepy? I supply the boy. I supply the boy, and I pitch out a shield.
Yes, right in my mouth.
I mean,
I'm not talking to my therapist. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway,
I'm going to get off here because I'm going to order food. It's been 2 hours. Pizza. I'm fucking hungry.
All right, everybody. This has been our live stream. So everybody have a great night. May the force be with you.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week. Mandalorian. Yeah. Mandalorian.
Mm. Mm. See ya.
Later. My phone is ringing.
I'm good.
That makes sense though, right?
Makes perfect sense. I will agree with that. I will agree. So he's going to go get his phone. I'm going to go grab my guitar. You guys, I don't know if anybody listened to last week's episode. We got to the outtakes, but I actually sang a song to Liv Steve because he had to go up and go to the bathroom. So
it was like, Steve's got to pee. Steve's got to pee. Steve's got to pee.
Except this time he's on the phone.
Steve's on the phone. Steve's on his phone. Steve's on the phone. Steve's on his phone. Steve's on his phone. Steve's on his phone.
I'm not on my phone. I'm not on my phone.
Not on his phone.
Let me get a drink. Ooh, Baby Yoda cup.
I like how you have the tea bag still in there, you fucking weirdo. I take a punch in the face from Kara. Square to the jaw.
You.
Yes, square to the jaw.
Punch to the face?
Square to the jaw.
No, wrestling. A wrestler.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a wrestler too. I'm just saying, I
put the camel clutch on her.
She means she would put the camel clutch onto you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put the walls of Jericho on her.
She can put the walls of anything on me. I'm not going to fight.
All right.
So loud. I'm sure your boyfriend knows that.
All right. Anyways.
I am DB. 6-9.
Anybody else like it without all the distortions? You get to hear what it sounds like. Makes me happy.
Liv Steve.
Yeah.
That distortion is my dick in your mouth.
Oh yeah? It's cold.
Cold, sir.
Got him. Oh, got him.
I don't feel you, Colter.